This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Belzo.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, hour two begins now. Shall we commence with Super Don resting his tushy, not in a car seat? Because, you know, 2,000 miles in a car seat can really be a pain in your aspirin, can it not?
It definitely can, yeah.
Do you have numbness in your lower extremities, dare I ask?
You know, I don't at the moment. I've been out of the van now for a few hours, so the feeling has come back to my feet. But it's good to be here.
Super Don, back where he belongs, apparently. Among the forest fires of the Pacific Northwest. Now, you told me when you arrived, they said, everybody, you should get a gas mask, and you got there, and there was no smoke.
What I found out just not too long ago was that it actually rained yesterday, and rained a little bit today as well. So apparently that helped the situation out. But a couple of days ago, you literally had to have a mask to be in certain parts of this area because it was so bad that the air quality has been rated as hazardous.
Right. So somehow, yeah. If we can meet the forest fire with Hurricane Irma, we could put it all out and everybody
just put it all out.
There'd be a balance in the force at that point.
Yes.
So anyway, yes, I mean, that's the big concern. I'm looking at this thing and saying, please go out to sea, Irma, go out to sea. And she's wobbling.
What did Irma say?
Irma's not cooperating at the moment. We're not certain. And, you know, I brought this up. Joking with you, I was giving you a little grief, but we love you. I love you. You know that. And hopefully nobody got too angry with you. Because, you know, like I said, we talked about prayer. Remember? I said I talked about prayer. And you're like, yeah, but it has limits. And I'm like, come on, remember Yoda? And you know, Luke Skywalker couldn't pick it up because it was too heavy. Come on, it's your belief system.
You know, this conversation has actually had some momentum to it because it's continued on. And yes, it's true. I did say that I do not believe that somebody can just pray away a hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, we talk about skeptics all the time. I am a skeptic, okay, in a lot of ways. I'm also very agnostic when it comes to topics like this.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody says, hey, I'll just pray away a hurricane, but of course you can pray away a hurricane. So I stop and I think about it. I try and put some reasoning skills to the topic. And I go, okay, so I'm going to guess that with Hurricane Harvey, there were probably a few, religious people that prayed that the hurricane wouldn't come, right?
Sure.
But the hurricane did come. So one would then have to ask, all right, then why did it happen? If you can pray away a hurricane, was it because those people didn't pray enough?
Mm-hmm.
Was their faith not strong enough to pray the hurricane away?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good question. And you know, when it comes to prayer, I'm not opposed to it, I've done it before.
Yeah, and I didn't gather that. Just so you know, Superdon. He's petitioning against prayer. That's not what you were saying.
Let me ask you a question here, because
sure.
I was thinking about this the other day, and you know, we were talking a while back about the topic of GMOs.
Yeah.
And you made a statement that a kosher hot dog would not be something you necessarily want to eat because a rabbi cannot pray the GMOs out of a hot dog. And so I'm thinking, all right, so are you telling me then that you prayer can get rid of a hurricane, but it can't take GMOs out of a hot dog? Sounds to me like there's some limitations to prayer.
Super Don. Dude, you know, there's nothing you can get by Super Don. Nothing at all. And my point in saying that, of course, my point in saying that, if you give me a moment, the floor is mine now. It's about irresponsibility in terms of thinking that you can live however you want to live your life and then pray it away. Right? That, to me, is irresponsible. Now, it's a distinct difference when a huge hurricane is coming your way and you're like, please, God, I don't want it to hit us. Right? Now, it's sort of a petition, if you will, to the Creator at that point. Now, I don't pretend to be God in any way, shape, or form. So I don't know what is the thing that's supposed to happen, the right thing, you know, what people need or whatever. Okay. So
all right, but listen, and that brings up another good point. And I won't take credit for this because I actually learned this from my rabbi, that would be George Carlin.
Yes.
That you know, and he made a very good point at one time where he said, you know, that people will talk about prayer and they want to pray for this and pray for that, whatever like that, but then they will always say something like, but thy will be done, right?
Yes, exactly.
And so then it leads one to then ask, well, why do we even bother with prayer? Because if it's his will that's going to be done, why don't we just skip the prayer part and just go to his will?
You know,
it's going to be his will anyway, right?
Dude, Super Don, and I give George Carlin all the props in the world because that's exactly where I was going. The power of prayer is real. You know, we ask for things all the time. People pray for their team to beat the other team, as if the other team's not praying to the same God going, hey, can we beat that team?
Because God has nothing going on.
Right.
Nothing. He wants to hear you pray for your football
exactly.
team.
Exactly. Right? So that's where I was going, is that ultimately I recognize my limitations in knowing the divine order of things. And I would say, thy will be done. Indeed. Because to me, that's the ultimate way to pray, where you're acknowledging you know, whatever is to be will be. Now, that's not you being for a devastating catastrophe. It's just saying, hey, there's something going on that's bigger than me. I don't always know the reasons for these things. And I look back at my life, Super Don. All the illnesses and ailments that I prayed to God, please take it away. Had it been taken away in the stroke of a lightning bolt, I would have learned nothing except to say, hey, pray like I did. Maybe one day you won't have allergies because you'll get struck by lightning. Right. But it wasn't that way. I was sent a teacher. I was sent a healer. When the student is ready, the master appears. That is how the natural order of the universe actually works when we get out of the way. And so as I pray, ultimately, thy will was done. And then I got to learn stuff that no one else could learn in any other way. And here I am all these years later communicating it in broadcast media. So, Super Don, you went where I was going to go, and you thought you were going to bust me. I love that. I love that.
Oh, good. You know, it's fun conversation. I like having conversations like this where, you know, it challenges me, you know, to kind of, you know, explore my own, you know.
You have a great mind, though, an ability to think so critically, and it's just like annoying. No, I'm not annoyed at all. I love it. In fact, I do. And beautifully taken to where I wanted to go today. So thank you for that. Thy will be done, folks. Everybody understand that. Now, with that, thy pharmaceutical will not be done. I think there's where humans are really screwing it up, going, you know what? I'm going to be evil and diabolical, and I'm going to harm people for profit. And occasionally, these companies do get caught. They do. And when they do, you're going to hear this.
Now you go to jail and marry big smelly man.
How low will they go to sell a cancer drug that isn't even for cancer, but it's for cancer patients who have breakthrough pain? And apparently there weren't enough people with cancer that had this breakthrough pain to sell this drug that would only be profitable if they could find more patients who had cancer and simultaneously had this breakthrough pain. So Insys Therapeutics got approval to sell the ultra-powerful opioid, whether it's fentanyl or a derivative of it. It's like that. It's that devastating. It's that dangerous. And they faked their own employees, faked being employees of the doctor's offices, calling into the insurance companies and saying, yep, we got this patient here, and they have been properly prescribed because they have the pain and they need this drug. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri, But she's part of this federal indictment and ongoing congressional investigation. Yet the cognitive dissonance of a Claire McCaskill would be, well, everybody's got to get their damn vaccines and shut up because Big Pharma knows what they're doing. Right? At the same time, you indict Big Pharma for being criminally evil and neglectful of human dignity and the quality of life, much less life itself. Because a company wants to sell a drug that they don't have enough customers for, so they hire their own employees out to pretend to be employees of the doctor who has to prescribe it and validate to the insurance company and defend it that indeed this patient has cancer and breakthrough pain with the cancer. Because breakthrough pain is not enough, cancer is not enough. The both of them have to be there. And they played word games with the insurance companies. Are you sure this patient has cancer and the breakthrough pain? And they say, yes, they have the breakthrough pain. Never officially said cancer, right? They played these word games, and some of these people who were put on these drugs, of course, ended up dead. Because the powerful fentanyl-like drugs, or fentanyl itself, so devastatingly not subtle, that 1 milligram too much, and life is over. You stop breathing. Super Don, they're busted. They're busted, but this is the kind of lack of morality or ethics, ethical behavior that exists within an industry that poisons people for profit.
And it's nothing new. They've been doing this sort of thing for a long time, but every once in a while somebody will step up and call these guys to the carpet and they'll get busted.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, here's the thing. They caught them. So what do you think is going to happen now? Is somebody going to go to prison?
Doubt it.
Probably not. No. Probably not. Are they going to get put out of business?
No,
probably not. No. What's going to happen is they're going to get a fine, and it's going to make headlines, and they're going to pull it out of their fine bank account that they have set aside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cost of doing business.
Yeah. And it'll just move on, unfortunately.
Right. And there's the cognitive dissonance happening in the vaccine realm, right? People can go all over Big Pharma about, oh, they're profiteering, they're jacking up prices, their drugs are dangerous. But when it comes to vaccines, the mere mention that they might not be safe, and suddenly you're an anti-vaxxer, you're against all life, you're an evil person, right? And that's the cognitive dissonance of a Claire McCaskill. And there are others there that are, you know, going to trumpet their victory. Look, we showed them, we busted them. In the meantime, the drug industry, same industry that makes the vaccines, has no liability when they kill your kid. Case in point, Gardasil. We got stuff to talk about with Jeffrey Jackson, not only in Ireland, but back a few years back, the U.S. court paid $6 million out to Gardasil victims, and yet they still claim it's safe. The states, the countries, the Yahoo's promoting this junk.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com. Ivy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day. Here on GCN, our home and radio broadcast syndication, around to affiliates in the United States and around the world through iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, UK Health Radio. The Brits, they love freedom too. Those listening through UK Health Radio, we love you. And of course, SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com. And now YouTube, RS Bell Media Channel, you can see it at robertscottbell.com. We are there, we are happening, and we're happening even better, even greater, because Jeffrey Jackson is back with us, and I hinted at this issue of Gardasil. And back in 2014, what I call the unconstitutional kangaroo vaccine court that absolved liability of any injury or death due to vaccines, if it was on the CDC's recommended childhood schedule, of which they added Gardasil, the HPV shot as they call it, in 2014 acknowledged $6 million plus paid out to how many victims of Gardasil? How many injuries to Gardasil? 49 people? So it's not like it's not known. It's on the record, Jeffrey. And yet, all around the world, governments and doctors are claiming, oh, no, y'all are just anti-vaxxers.
Yeah. Well, Judicial Watch got hold of those documents, and they reported them. Washington Times, when they were actually doing journalism in 2014, they reported that. And, yeah, almost $6 million paid out to 49 victims. And that was according to 2013, 2014. So going over to SaneVax, SaneVax.org,
yes,
they have a running counter on their website. And to date, we have HPV vaccine VAERS report. People that don't know what the VAERS report is. Vaccine Adverse Injury Reaction, reporting system, sorry. There's 51,000 plus thousand total adverse events just for the HPV vaccine alone. Now, people can say, well, that's fine. That's, you know, a headache, a seizure, with these quote-unquote minor side effects that are on the Gardasil patient information leaflet. Well, unfortunately, almost 7,000 of those are serious, and there's now 324 deaths reported. And we do know from the research, again, I bring this guy up every time, but Wayne Rohde's research, almost less than 1% of reporting is actually accurate. So they expect that they're only capturing about 1% of these adverse reactions that are actually out there. So we start doing the math, the safe and effective is laughed out of the room.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I was going to have you bring this up next segment, but I want to dive into it now because it's sort of a concentration microcosm on the big global scale of promoting HPV vaccines as a cure or a prevention for cancer, which they are not. They've never been validated to be so. But the idea is we must mandate all of our young girls to get this shot to prevent them from developing cervical cancer 20 or 30 years from now, which, of course, by then they'll have made billions, and then we find out, well, it never actually worked. In fact, it created all of these problems that we're acknowledging here. And as you said, the vaccine adverse event reporting system acknowledges, and the vaccine court has paid out on. How is it microcosming as we start our discussion into Ireland, where you've been focusing a lot of your energy now, efforts?
Yeah, well, it's not the HPV disease is not a public health threat. That should be first and foremost on people's radar. This thing should not be mandated anywhere, and we're seeing it mandated globally. So we can see a concerted effort by pharmaceutical companies to mandate these globally. Now, the reason I've been focusing on Ireland for over a year now is every country has a kind of a different level of abuse that they take by big pharma, typically through the vaccination regimes or programs. In Ireland, they have no compensation system. They don't train their doctors to look for vaccine injury. They purposely withhold the patient information leaflets and all informed consent. They have a little thing they print out with minor side effects, you know, a rash on the arm, a little headache. Mm-hmm. But they actually, and this is public knowledge, it's on Ireland's health service executive. That's kind of like their CDC over there. It's on their website, and it says, we are asking school principals to withhold the patient information leaflets, but actually telling them not to give parents informed consent.
Wow.
So what's happening is these parents are going in blind, and they're saying once their daughters get injured and they read the patient information leaflet, they said, we never would have gotten this if we would have read this.
Right.
So,
and they know that. That's the reason why they don't want you to read it, because they want 100% compliance, which completely violates, I go to Geneva Convention, Nuremberg Code, informed consent.
Yeah, and it's not like this thing has a perfect track record. Now, we can go into that in the next segment. It's really interesting, but it's positive news. So what I'm about to bring is positive news to once in the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, we're looking forward to hearing that, Jeffrey, but it's always positive when you're around. Even if we have to cover stuff that might be considered negative, we're doing it to uplift and really strengthen your resolve in taking your health back from those who have stolen it from you or who you gave it away to. Government, big pharma, big media. Not here, though.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the Republic of Ireland, apparently colluding government, big pharma, big media there. We talk about that here in the United States. It happens in England, too. Probably in Australia, too. I know it does. But what are they doing with the HPV shot? They are trying to hide the adverse reactions or the potential for adverse reactions, so you can't give informed consent for your daughter to get the shot. Then they get the shot, they are harmed or even killed, and then they find out about this and like, I would have never allowed that had I known what the insert said. And not only that, then they attack the parents who have woken up due to the disaster of the injury, and they start basically ad hominem calling them names, including anti-vaxxer. But how would they have ever come to this conclusion? to question vaccines had they not had a child who was injured. That means they were very much pro-vaccine. Isn't that right, Jeffrey?
Yeah. In fact, the regret group over there, that's kind of like a group of parents that are trying to basically just be heard, trying to get justice for their daughters who were injured by these vaccines. They're probably the most pro-vaccine group on the planet. All of them had their vaccines. So when they call them anti-vaccine, it's kind of laughable. But just taking it back for a second. Mm-hmm. So when this was introduced in Ireland, the HPV vaccine, there was actual media reporting on this in Ireland, the Irish Examiner. They actually ran a documentary on TV that was somewhat balanced. And then all of a sudden, a clamp came down. It's gone. Media stopped reporting on it, just completely silent. And what they replaced it with were hit pieces. Mm-hmm. So we're no stranger to that in the U.S., hit pieces left and right. And that was what these parents endured. One of the issues in Ireland is they have no vaccine compensation program. They have no way to get justice. So they have what's called the Health Products Regulatory Authority. So picture you're one of these parents. You purposely denied the patient information leaflet. Your daughter, you know, basically is bedridden and in extreme pain, hospital visits, the whole gamut. And none of these doctors know what's going on. So you're going through the gauntlet. You're paying because this isn't covered by insurance because insurance doesn't recognize this. And all of a sudden you open up the paper, or God forbid your daughter who's laying there in bed opens up the paper, and the media is now attacking them. So here's the good news. There's a guy named Tony O'Brien, and he's the director of their health authority. It's called the HSC. He came out and called these parents and these daughters emotional terrorists. In the media, and the media covered and ran with that. And that was the final straw. After about a year plus of abuse, not only Ireland, but a lot of other people throughout the world are now tuning into that. And if anybody's listening, pile onto this, please, because it's going to turn around. It's going to turn around. This could be it.
So the pushback is on. You're saying that people are no longer just taking it.
No, not at all. In fact, people within the Irish government are calling for this guy to step down. They call him. They want to sack him. So they want
Excellent.
Him to step down. There's media outlets, not mainstream media outlets, but radio stations, smaller radio stations are doing 5-10 minute monologues on how horrible this is and how these. It's like overnight, all of a sudden, these people are saying, "Stop it." So, and now we're getting, you know, so what happened was the Irish Cancer Society comes in the picture and says, we're an authoritarian body, so listen to us, and this vaccine's safe and effective. Well, lo and behold, on their website, it shows that they take $100,000 a year from Merck for the last at least 2 years. That's on their books. So they're compromised. And anybody that points that out to them, perhaps me or anybody else, gets blocked on social media and Twitter. So there's zero debate in the mainstream media, but they've lost the narrative. Mm-hmm. So now is the time everyone's pouncing on this and getting it, trying to get more attention, global attention. Very exciting.
Folks, that's the good news here, and you can be part of that good news. Go to jeffreyjackson.com. If you're not sure how to spell it, just go to robertscottbell.com. Super Don has linked it up in the show notes, including the articles in question we're bringing up. Six big questions for Ireland, regarding this Gardasil issue. Right. And these questions that you're asking are apparently now being asked by a lot of people.
Yeah. The mainstream media in Ireland, it's laughable to this point how narrow they have to keep their talking point to attack these families. And I hate to laugh at that because it's a very serious business. But to see these mainstream media talking points just completely flounder. So the only thing they can say is Gardasil is safe and effective, which is a lie. And then they brag about how many doses they gave out. Nowhere does it talk about purposely denying the patient information leaflet. Oh, they also call the anybody questioning that anti-vaccine, although these parents, like we've mentioned.
No problem.
Emotional terrorists is a big thing for them these days. And they don't talk about what's in that patient information leaflet, all the side effects. And the big thing, you know, the big burning question, they don't talk about what's happening outside their borders. Let's see, Colombia just had to withdraw the vaccine and remove it from the mandatory list because they're experiencing a lawsuit of over 700 girls that is suing Merck. Denmark, Japan, U.S., goes on and on. Every one of these countries that tried to do this program is going up in smoke. So none of that's being mentioned, of course.
What about the fraudulent behavior at the level of the World Health Organization? They've never been known to cause a pandemic when it wasn't one.
Yeah. And so for anybody in the vaccine community or has been keeping an eye on whatever level in your country with vaccines, check out Ireland right now. This is what happens for the first time, perhaps, since the swine flu. We're watching, or perhaps ever, we're watching a vaccine narrative fail in real time.
Mm.
So typically it's after the fact. You know, someone does some research, get John Rappaport, Cheryl Atkinson, talks about stuff that happened in the past after they find documents or fraudulent reporting. But, you know, by then it's kind of too late to make the difference that could have been made. But
mm-hmm.
we're having real-time success, or I should say the parents over there in the Irish communities that are just completely up in arms here. It's a day-by-day. It has to be watched day-by-day because it's moving that fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we think even more forward than that now, let's talk about the kids who are yet to be born, okay? The young people are questioning this. We've seen evidence that the younger generations who are now of childbearing age are questioning vaccines, whether they're safe. I've seen, we've covered statistical sampling on it and such. It's obviously very disconcerting for big pharma, big government, big media. What if we got them to stop taking their children to well baby visits from pediatricians? I don't believe that they're by and large necessary unless there's a serious medical issue going on. Why involve a pediatrician in what's called a well baby visit just to get a toxic injection at 2 months, at 4 months, at 6 months, at 9 months? And then we find out, and you brought this up in your latest article as well, that when questioned about this whole pediatric schedule, why are we bringing kids in? Partly because, hey, you know they don't even have their own immune system, so they cannot possibly respond with their own antibodies in those months of the first year. Some would argue anywhere between 2 and 6 years that's possible or true, too. But let's just say the first year. Well, they admit that the reason they bring these kids in or tell the parents to is so that they're in the habit of coming in to get vaccinations. I'm not making that up.
Yeah, I reported that in my article. That was from an immunologist in Portland. That was at a conference. I don't know if she knew she was being taped or not, but that's what's online now. Well, unfortunately for the mainstream pediatric system that willfully pushes these full vaccine schedules, there's alternatives now, and they are legal. Another big black eye for the mainstream pediatric system is on their watch over the last 20 years, we now have the sickest children, the sickest generation. So they have a lot of explaining to do, and I don't see them writing their course. And it's not all on their shoulders. It's not all on the individual pediatrician's shoulders. I'm not going to blame them completely. They're mm-hmm. stuck within a system that will withhold funding from them, withhold reimbursements if they don't follow these vaccine schedules. They'll get phone calls and say, hey, we see you're not following your vaccine schedules for your patients. What's going on? We're not going to give you the insurance. And then, you know, worst-case scenarios, like in California, these pediatricians that step outside the box and start writing vaccine exemptions, well, they got a one-way trip to the medical board to explain themselves and defend their license. So there's, you know, they're being roped in there and kept in fear. And mm-hmm. a lot of these parents are saying, I'm done with this. I'm done with the bullying. Go ahead, fire me as your patient. We're hearing a lot of that. These pediatricians are firing their patients for not vaccinating. That's anybody that's happened to, That's a gift from heaven.
It's a gift. You should say thank you. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Actually, I don't need another. I'm never coming back. This is a gift because these are the I would call them the Nazi doctors. I know people get upset when I say things like this, but this is the kind of experimentation that took place World War II era Nazi Germany. Let's inject poison into babies, children, adults. Doesn't matter. Let's see what happens. And it's not that it's only a Nazi thing, because we've seen the American government participate in things like that, like the Tuskegee experiments, or they've gone to other countries and you know, purposefully infected people with syphilis and just watched what happened with no treatment. So this is evil medical man. Left and, let's say, distanced or protected or buffered from the consequence of their actions, they will be doing wicked, heinous, and evil things to other men, women, and children. And that's what the modern-day vaccine program is. It's a continuation of the experiments that happened in Nazi Germany or the Tuskegee experiments. purposeful injection of toxic poisons that have never been tested for safety or efficacy. Show me the study, peer-reviewed. Y'all want to talk about placebo-controlled and where there's a real placebo. Not like with Gardasil, where they use aluminum adjuvant in the placebo. That doesn't cut it. That's not scientific in that way.
And you'll never hear a word of that on mainstream media. So we're at a point now, I'll say it on the show right now in public, within 12 to 24 months, we're going to see a massive implosion of either a vaccine narrative in some country or all of that vaccine narrative in succession. We're at a point where the media has completely locked out debate, and now they're moved from locking out debate to aggressively abusing the people who have been injured by vaccines. That's not going to last that long. I don't know. I remember elementary school when the bully kept poking his finger in someone's chest.
Right.
Someone's going to come around and take care of that. And we have media to skirt around their censorship. If they're not
pushing back,
debate,
yeah,
you bet. And we're
punching
right
the bully on the nose.
Yes. Yes. And
by the way, folks, Jeffrey, real quick here, there are other options. It's not like you're screwed if you don't have a vaccine. We've got homeoprophylaxis. We have silver hydrosol. We have probiotics. We have selenium. We have Better Way Health's beta 1 3D glucan. There are so many options to keep kids healthy and vital and not succumbing in a dangerous or deadly way to these childhood rites of passage, which are actually protective. Jeffrey, real quick, before we got to go, what do you got?
Well, all those things minus the severe adverse reactions of vaccines are beautiful. For everyone out there that wants to keep track of the Ireland situation, follow Regret. They're on Facebook and Twitter, and you can also check out my articles.
We got them linked up, Jeffrey. You're doing such great work. Anytime, the window and door is open for you, my friend. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And occasionally giving them a swift kick in the aspirin, right? When they deserve it, when they need it. Just a little wake-up call. Thy will be done, right? That's what we learned today, Super Don and I. And grateful to have Jeffrey Jackson with us tonight, as well as a wonderful Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Norm Singleton, Jonathan E. Moore, and Cheryl Chumley from Washington Times. So check it out. Links are up. And Super Don did a great job on the notes. Thank you for that. So what do we got, man? We got, let's see, upcoming events. I want to say thanks to CB Sciences. Remember, RSB15, get you that code for the Plus CBD oil that you can get directly or through a natural products retailer, preferably an independent mom-and-pop store I'd like you to get it from. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Remember, modulate immunity. Kids should be on this stuff, too, especially if they're old enough to take a capsule, because of all the vaccine shedding that's going on in back-to-school time, right? And hopefully we can, well, I know we can protect them. It's just a matter of you, mom and dad, engaging that level of protection by restoring the strength of integrity of their immune system. God didn't goof when he gave us an immune system. That included the bugs, the microbiome that we have to repair. So the things we talk about here will help facilitate that. Remember, go to RSB Reports, learn about the gifts of the Magi and Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com, learn about molecular hydrogen. I think I got it all as far as the stuff to talk about.
So,
check
it.
Everything
yeah.
else, check the notes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so antibiotics, one of our favorite topics.
Yes. We talk about that every once in a while, don't we?
Yes. Who knew that there could be a racist element to antibiotics? That was like, that's not what I expected.
That shouldn't shock you, because that's pretty much what, you know, the majority of stories end up being about in the news, in the mainstream media news cycle.
Right.
Everything's racist, right?
Yeah, but in this case, it's sort of for lack of a better way to say it, a reverse racism scenario, perhaps. If indeed, we're not saying that it is, but if indeed it is, it's kind of a reverse then. Because according to this study, white children, are twice as likely as black kids and Hispanic kids to get unneeded antibiotics when visiting a United States emergency room, like for a respiratory infection, particularly when it's viral and you don't need an antibiotic. And I'm thinking, whoa, wait a second, this is very interesting. Normally, it's the complaint that the minorities are not getting adequate care and all the white people have their white privilege. But in this case, it's not a privilege to get unneeded antibiotics. That's devastating, right? I was the antibiotic kid, destroyed my gut, hospitalized with constipation, every allergy known to man, taking Tums and Rolaids and antacids through my teenage years because they didn't have Pepcid and Prevacid and Nexium, right, to block stomach acid production altogether. Destroyed me, antibiotics. Never once did the doctors give me a probiotic, even if that would have been enough. But now it turns out white kids are being targeted more than black kids, more than Hispanic kids. Is this reverse racism, Superdon? What do you see here?
Yeah, you know, it's convoluted because on the one hand, somebody might say it's white privilege. In other words, because I'm white, if I demand get antibiotics that are unnecessary, I'm going to get them because I'm white, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people would look at it that way. But, you know, the other way to look at it is these whiny, cranky white people are destroying themselves, right? You know, it's like they're, hey, I want those unnecessary antibiotics. And so really, it's something that's doing damage to, say, somebody of the Caucasian persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I suppose somebody who's a minority, like a Hispanic or a black, would kind of look at this, aha, there you go, now you got what's coming to you.
Self harm. But in this case, of course, the kids are harmed. We're not for it, any color, any background. That's obviously not our stance, but my reasonable assumption was the whiny white women. Again, this is me getting in trouble. I know it's stereotypical, but you know, if you're just going to annoy a doctor enough, it's true that some doctors will just like, all right, here, just leave me alone, and they'll write it. That's true. They should be the stopgap to say, you know what, you need to find another doctor if you're going to insist that I write a prescription for something that is inappropriate. Right?
Right.
And I think that, you know, it falls on the doctor to speak back to anybody and everybody. But it's good that there are fewer antibiotics prescribed improperly to blacks and Hispanics. That's good. And that means, moms aren't perhaps clamoring for them as much as other moms, pigmentally challenged. All right, folks, if we haven't upset you, eventually we will. You keep tuning in. Hopefully we'll make you laugh along the way as well. Super Don, my friend, thank you, and I'm so glad you're settled in where you are. Stay away from the forest fires. I'll try to stay away from the hurricane, okay?
All right, deal.
All right, tomorrow we got Doc Newsom coming on, and who knows what else, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.